welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Dean Bankson, research scientist with agribusiness and applied economics at North Dakota State University.
Million out of the state between 13 and 15, but if we were to look at those numbers from 14 to 15, the reduction would be even much greater. The industry was larger in 14. So, you know, when we translate those dollars into additional business activity and how those dollars work their way through the state's economy, you know, that two-year reduction we saw has resulted in billions of dollars of lost business activity.
I saw a stat not too long ago, maybe about a year ago, that showed that the only industry that added jobs over the last 10 years, net gain, was the oil and gas industry. I think mining is what it's really called when you throw in coal and a few other things. But oil and gas essentially was a driver behind it, you know, which surprised me a little bit. You know, we've got a tech boom going. But then again, a lot of those companies, they start up and they flounder away and they start laying off employees because they have to go for second, third, fourth rounds of seed capital, that type of thing. So it really made sense to me a little bit. Did your study get into the jobs or the loss of wages that impact the Bakken in North Dakota in the region?
Yes, actually, you know, the direct impact in the industry, we've pulled our numbers directly from Job Service. They have a very detailed report where they go in and they try to measure all the jobs that are tied in with the oil and gas industry, both in terms of, as you mentioned, the direct jobs that would be, you know, the government would count as the mining sector, and then jobs in transportation and wholesale trade and services and manufacturing. You know, what's really interesting is you know, there was a big drop in employment, but, you know, the rest of the state remained relatively healthy. To kind of give you an example of the magnitude of effect that the oil and gas industry has, you know, the state added 5,700 jobs between 2014 and 2015 in all the economic sectors outside of oil and gas. The state as a total lost 7,600 jobs. So the reduction in our one industry, the oil and gas industry, was large enough to cancel out all the jobs that we gained in all the other areas of the state. And so, you know, when we see a contraction of 20%, when the industry had, you know, approaching close to 60,000 jobs, not including, you know, the secondary jobs, and you throw a 20% cut on that, we have a tremendous reduction in jobs and, of course, the wages and salaries that go with that, with those lost jobs.
How about communities? Did you get into communities at all? I'm specifically talking about Watford City, Williston, Tioga, the oil and gas communities. You know, they obviously base a lot of planning on these particular studies. And when you kind of go through the extremes that the North Dakota economy has gone through, are you hearing anything back from those what were once considered rapidly growing communities to maybe now they're just moderately growing, or are they still rapidly growing based on the projections?
Well, what's interesting, you know, we didn't take the economic contribution study down to the city level. You know, that would require another level of detail that we didn't pursue in this study or haven't pursued. But, you know, in another related study, we looked at exactly the issue that you're raising, which is what can the future, what does the future hold for employment and population in these areas? And I'll be safe to say that we do not have a crystal ball that's sufficiently good to you know, tell you what the future is going to hold. But what we did do is we looked at a variety of scenarios, looked at different oil prices and what that likely was to translate into in terms of employment change and population growth. And what we found is that the core oil counties, in a low price environment, which it's safe to say we're in a low price environment right now, still showed population growth. It was at a rate that was substantially less than what we've observed. Of course, what we recently observed was, you know, probably the largest change in population the state's ever seen since, you know, modern times. When we moved from low prices to high prices, we went from growth rate somewhere around 1% per year, which, you know, people will say that's healthy growth, that's very manageable growth, that's, you know, that is well within the means of most communities to handle that type of growth. we move into a moderate price environment, and the projections were showing, you know, now we're moving back into this challenging phase where we're seeing growth rates, you know, approaching 2% or going over 2% per year. Manageable and probably exciting. And then when we looked at a high price environment, we were back in many of the same, you know, challenges that we had here the last 5 years, albeit not at the same, not drinking out of the fire hose at the same rate, but a growth rate that would nonetheless present considerable growth problems for Western North Dakota. So, you know, right now the best projections suggest that we're going to see a substantial moderation in that population growth, but it should, the population should begin inching up here in the next couple of years again if we stay in this low price environment.
Dean Bankson, NDSU, talking about an oil and gas study that just came out recently. They'd been doing one every 2 years for, I think, for quite a while. Final question, just kind of, did you get into any of the other industries that were impacted by this particular study in terms of the oil and gas industry impact? You know, obviously, heavy machinery, construction, that sort of thing. In fact, I just talked to Jim Sabby from Pfeiffer Auction and Realty, and they're doing an auction for a pipeline company that got into the concrete business, and now they're getting out of the concrete business and just focusing back on the pipeline company again, which is, you know, I mean, that's the ebbs and flows of business. When it's hot, they've tried to branch out, and now they're extracting back a little bit. So did you get into any of those other industries as far as how many were impacted or that sort of thing due to the oil and gas industry?
We have that information. It hasn't been really put together in our final reports. We're still preparing those. You know, there were job losses in a lot of the key economic sectors in North Dakota that are tied directly into the oil and gas industry. You know, when we look at job change in transportation and construction and wholesale trade, all of those key economic sectors took a hit in employment. You know, we don't get into the detail of looking at, you know, the change in assets or, you know, the movement of individual companies, but when you take away the hit that the oil and gas industry has taken the last several years, and then you push that hit back through the state's economy, you're going to have a lot of pain. You're going to have a lot of companies contracting, some going out of business. You see a lot of mergers, asset swaps taking place, and that's essentially what the state's observed here in the last couple of years. You know, the industry has focused extensively on efficiency. They're getting by with fewer employees. They've had to tighten their belts. So, you know, what we're seeing here is basically the industry becoming much more efficient and much leaner than we were observing here a couple years ago.
To listen to the full-length interview with Dean Bankson, research scientist with North Dakota State University, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media.
Out across the road, pecking gravel in the noonday sun, shaking her tail like the queen of the yard, not minding anyone. But the farmer's wife had set the pot to boil, and the dinner table was set. She had collard greens and a pot of baked beans, but she hadn't cooked the main course yet.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
Now sometimes you gotta look back and see where you went wrong. If you can't do that, you won't be around too long. That hand should have seen it coming, a hatchet and a butcher block. She was too wrapped up, strutting her stuff to see the water was getting hot.
If you have any Coffee and Capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. Like us on Facebook today. This is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Now some folks dine at the table, others land in the pot. Where you end up depends there's less on lock than what you do with what you got. So keep your head on a swivel, look both ways when you cross the street, 'cause this world is full of sharks and wolves, and all they ever do is eat. Oh, it's good to mind your own business, but you better pay attention too. You might turn a blind eye on the world, but there's always an eye on you. There's always an eye on you.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4000. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.